Then we're going to go live. Then we're going to have some music. Then CL King about to do his thing. What's up, everybody? Woo-hoo! I love it when a plan comes together. This is CL King coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina, the home of Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune. And we are excited to close out the week with a superstar. Some people come around us that are average. Some people are good. Some people are better. But tonight we brought the best. And we're so thankful that Jaslyn McGraven is joining us in our virtual studios here at Impacting Life 24/7. Jaslyn has a very, very dynamic story. Listen, in 2014, just months after having started her freshman year in high school, she was diagnosed with systemic lupus. This is when your immune system attacks your body and causes inflammation of the kidney caused by the lupus. Her journey didn't start in 2014. It started way before then. All throughout middle school, she was constantly sick, vomiting, facing fatigue, joint pain. And she did not understand why all of this was going on until diagnosis later in life. In 2019, 2 months into her freshman year at the University of North Carolina in Wilmington, she caught pneumonia and came back home to New Bern, North Carolina. She stayed in the hospital for a week, and that is where she learned that her lupus had come out of remission and was scarring her kidneys. She was told that she would need a new kidney in a few years, but she learned that it would be much sooner. In late 2020, she went into the ER feeling sicker and more fatigued than normal. That is when she learned that she had kidney failures, and the doctor said, we got to do something. So that's why we brought Jaslyn back on here, ladies and gentlemen, because she is a star. And when you hear her story and her spirit, you're going to want to connect with her. So welcome to Impacting Life 24/7, my friend Jaslyn McGraven. Welcome, Jaslyn. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yes, I need to turn you up a little bit. I was shuffling under the table. For those of you who can't see, this is Impacting Life 24/7. I am live here in the studio with my vice president, Greg Smith, and of course, Jaslyn McGraven. But we also have one more guest and Jaslyn's mom. But we have an additional guest in the studio. Hello. How are you, mom? We have an additional guest in the studio who I can't bring on camera right at this time, but Samson, because it's National Dogs Day, he wanted to be in the show with me tonight. So Samson, my golden retriever, is right over there. And he was under the table getting ready to knock over the camera right here on Impacting Life 24/7. So if you'd like to be a part of what we've got going on, I really would love for you to connect with us tonight, because this is the apex. We've had Jaslyn on once already, but we wanted to have her back on so that those that who may have not heard her story before can hear it now and get a better understanding of why Greg and his team and many others throughout Eastern Carolina have put on some major, major events to help raise funds for Jaslyn's kidney transplant. And now we've got one major event that Greg is showcasing that he's put together that's going to be a benefit concert for the lovely Miss Jaslyn McGraven. So Jaslyn, before we go down into all of this, tell everybody how old you are.
I just turned 21 July of this year.
Jaslyn just turned 21 July of this year, and she's a sweet young lady. Victor Taylor says hello, and that's your niece, that's your uncle. So Uncle Victor says hello. Yeah. And Jaslyn, you and I were talking off camera. You know, we've talked before. You know, hundreds of people come on this show. People watch this show and listen to this show, Jaslyn, in multiple countries around the world. I think it's like 24 or 25 countries now. And so I want people around the world to hear the courage and the determination and the adversity that you are going through in this battle for your life, really. And so, Jaslyn, tell us, I know I just gave a brief description, but you were battling this sickness and illness for quite some time, huh?
Yes.
So tell us, kind of like, get us a history of what you were going through and what time periods was this stuff happening?
So in middle school, so around 2011, I started getting sick. One week out of the month, I would have nausea, vomiting, fatigue. It was like I had the flu. I had fever, chills.
Mm-hmm.
And that went on for years. And I went to the doctor. They didn't know what to do. They couldn't find anything. And then in 2014, they decided to look at my urine and do a kidney biopsy. And that's when they found out that I have lupus, systemic lupus, which is, it affects my whole body. So that that's the one that causes my sickness, my joint pain, the fatigue. And then I have lupus nephritis, and that one's in my kidney. And that's the one that caused my kidney failure because it scarred up my kidney. The lupus was attacking it because it thought it was a foreign object in my body.
Mm. And I, like I told you early on, you know, my wife has lupus as well. And so you're dealing actually with a couple different things happening simultaneously, right? You have what we would call general lupus, and then you have this additional lupus, and that's the one that's attacking your kidneys.
Yes.
And how do you pronounce that again?
Lupus nephritis,
and it started scarring your kidneys. And so, you know, you had to, when did you go back to the hospital and get the actual diagnosis? When was that again?
2014.
So 2014, but you had been having these symptoms for years, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're just going through, you can turn to mom real quick. And mom, I understand. I know she don't like to talk, ladies and gentlemen, but she's on the world renowned Impact Life 24/7 because her daughter is world renowned. Mom, was it difficult when you had to get all, you know, try to figure out what was going on with your daughter?
Yeah, it was very difficult because, you know, you look to doctors and thinking that they would know what to do and find out what was going on with her. But the problem is with lupus, it mimics other things.
Right.
And it was mimicking like flu. And they kept saying that she had the flu and would try to treat her for that. And that's not what was wrong with her. So after seeing several doctors and finally a specialist, that's a kidney specialist, that's when they found out that she actually had lupus and that's what was causing her problems.
Yeah. And you know, the thing about it is that when you're on this journey of trying to get yourself healthy, the biggest frustration is, man, you just can't get the right answers, you know? And you're right. Lupus does mimic a lot of other ailments. So Jaslyn, when this, you know, became a reality for you that, okay, this young, beautiful young lady in Eastern Carolina has lupus and then she has lupus nephritis. I mean, how did this make you feel? How did this affect your mentality?
In the beginning, I didn't know how to handle it because mm-hmm. I was young, and then all of a sudden I went from taking no medication to I have as much medication as maybe like an 80-year-old.
Right, yeah.
With health problems.
Right.
Yeah, Greg Smith's age.
I had to accept the fact that, yeah, I'm 14 and I'm on blood pressure medicine and all of these other medications. I had to go around and tell my teachers that this is why I've been missing class, and I'll have doctor's appointments, but no, this won't affect my work. I remember having that conversation with all my teachers during that time.
Right.
And kind of letting, I had that conversation every year with a new teacher I had, just so they know, like, I might not be here for maybe a week, but I'll still get my work done and it won't affect me. And I remember the year after I got diagnosed, 2015, my sophomore year, I had to stay in the hospital. And I remember telling my teacher that, and I had to teach myself in the hospital through online courses that I would just look up that were free, because I couldn't go to school. I was all the way in Greenville, and my high school is in New Bern.
Right. And at that time, they didn't have virtual stuff back then, right?
No.
Yeah.
They didn't have no Zoom. They didn't have virtual. We were just, the teachers were actually learning how to put most of their stuff online.
Yeah, like, okay, so, how do we do this?
We
right.
We were behind.
Right. And you know, this has got to be, again, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that this is a major shift for a young person to, you know, you had dreams, aspirations, you know, but you were all this time dealing with these symptoms and this condition. And then when you find out that, man, my life is really going to take a dramatic change, you know, that's a lot for an adult. I can just imagine what it's like for a young person. How did this affect your social life with friends and stuff like that?
I rarely see them, because most of them have jobs. And then my close friends are off at school. Like, I have, my close friend is in Wilmington, and my other one, she just went back to Winston-Salem for school. But, when they do come to New Bern, they try to see me as often as they can.
Right.
But they have their own lives now. They're adults now.
Yeah. Right. Just kind of like you. But this is. But the challenge for you is that, you know, you were away at UNC Wilmington, right? Is that where you were at?
I was
going to UNC Wilmington, and were you dabbling in biology then, or what were you studying?
I was dabbling in biology. I had four classes. I was getting into the groove of things, living on my own.
Yes.
In a campus apartment.
Oh my goodness. She was doing the adult life. Thank you, Barbara Joyner Lee. I mean, it's so good. She put her, the website in there. That's the long form, but there is another form, another website that you can put in there. CodaForJazlynsFight.com. CodaForJazlynsFight.com. If someone could type that in the chat, we'll put this, of course, those of you listening to our podcast, we will have this in the show descriptions. But I love for you guys to connect, because the deal is, somebody says, okay, so why do we need Coda for Jazlyn's Fight? Why do we need to raise money? Because Jazlyn, you know, things changed after you turned a certain age. And your medical situation and the medical landscape that you had and the covering that you had, it changed, didn't it?
Yes. As soon as I turned 21, earlier this year, I was removed from my dad's insurance, and now I just have Medicare and Medicaid. And before, my medications and the cost of my transplant was completely covered, and I didn't have to worry about anything. But now I do have a cost with my medications, and I don't know how much my insurance right now covers my transplant, but whatever they don't pick up, I will have to pay out of pocket.
Yeah, and that's why we and people in the community of Craven County and other surrounding counties and Greg and his teams have really sprung into action, because, you know, the balance that you are left with is still a large amount of money. It's not like it's not just going to be like a copay where you could pay your $45 and that's it for a kidney transplant. We're talking about a major life event. And so, Greg, how did you get plugged into this, brother? I know that Greg, everybody who knows Greg Smith, he's been with me, and I have been with him like Batman and Robin. We even got the same Impact in Life 24/7 shirts on the other side, Greg. That's my man. He's live in the virtual studios. He don't like doing the out front stuff, but he is a man that when he sees a mission, he goes after it with a vengeance. So, Greg, how did you get connected in all this?
Well, me and Officer Longmire were co-workers. And one of my other co-workers that sit directly across from me just happened to go upstairs talking to Longmire. And Longmire was getting ready to get back on the elevator, I found out. And she had been talking to Monica about the situation. And I understand that possibly Katrina, had gone through some other people that, unfortunately, this was a really large event for somebody to take on, a very big responsibility. Mm-hmm. And they were looking for somebody, and just out of the blue, because I had met Jasmine when she was 9 years old, but I hadn't seen her since, except for in cars. And Monica said, well, you can't find anybody. Have you asked Greg? And Katrina said, wow, I'll ask him. Mm-hmm. Sent me a text message. Can you come upstairs? I'm thinking, oh, Lord, what have I done? Have I gotten in some trouble with Katrina? I went upstairs. We talked. I said, well, let me look up the website. Let me call some people. And I'll get back with you on Monday. I kind of knew I was going to already do it, though. So I called on Sunday and said, hey, I'm going to do it. And the journey's been on. And I went over to their house, rekindled with Jaslyn, told her she could fire me if I didn't do the things I was supposed to be doing. We talked about an oral contract. And I said, I think I can do it if we just believe.
And, you know, the thing about when you talk about somebody saying that they can do it, let me just tell you something. I remember when Jaslyn, when you came onto our show the first time, do you remember when you came on the show the first time, Jaslyn?
I do.
What day was it? What day of the week was it?
It was Wednesday?
It was a Wednesday. That's right. We did it on an off night to get you in. But here's the deal, Jaslyn, that I remember when you came on the show, when we looked at Coda for jaslynsfight.com back then, I think it was like at 17,000, right, Greg? Wasn't it around that number?
Well, actually, when we got on your show, we were down a little bit. And then when your show was the catalyst for everything, then we bumped up to 17,000.
Oh, you got, okay. So, yeah, it was lower than 17.
And
then,
after your show, yeah, it was after.
Right. And so
then after 17,000, people caught on and said, yeah, I'm going to help this young lady.
Right.
And then in 7 weeks, we had hit our goal.
Right, yeah, and raised over $35,000. But let me just tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, with 164 contributors around the country, man, we still need more, because when you think about the goal, you do set the goal, but there's other peripheral issues that are and other expenses that are associated with this, the travel, the hotels, all of those types of things. And so I love for you guys, it's in the chat for our live audience of Impacting Life 24/7. You go to CotaForJaslynsFight.com. That's COTA for Jaslyn's, and how you spell her name is JAZLYNS. I'm looking at it right in my face, and I still can't spell. So CotaForJaslynsFight.com. And if you would like to contribute, or you would like to be a part of this, to help this young lady in this journey, because turn it to mom real quick. Mom, when you found out, did you always know that Jasmine was going to be dropped off of the TRICARE?
Well, when we found out that she couldn't, you know, continue with college, we knew that at 21 she would be dropped. And unfortunately, that's what happened. If she was still a college student, then of course she would still be.
That was the other thing that I was missing, right? Because I think we talked about that last time, was that the part of the reason why she got, you know, she was not allowed to stay on the insurance is because she wasn't in college. And the reason why she couldn't be in college is because her kidneys are getting destroyed by the lupus. So you were in a rock and a hard place, right?
Right.
And so go ahead.
We're trying to see if maybe since she was diagnosed, you know, as a kid, that maybe they'll pick her up again and, you know, continue to cover her. But we don't know if they'll accept that or if that will ever happen. So, but we're going to try.
Well, you know what? I appreciate that try spirit, man. Just don't ever give up. And Jaslyn's very blessed to have you in her corner. I still don't know her mother's name. I just call her Jaslyn's mom. What's her name, Greg?
I call her Cat.
Cat? Okay, well, Miss Cat. Let me ask you, as a mom going through this and watching this with your daughter, how did it affect you emotionally and mentally?
It was very, very strenuously. It's hard to describe. I keep going because I keep going for her.
Right.
and continue to be strong for her. But it can be exhausting mentally when you can't do for your child, because, you know, as a parent, you want to do everything to protect your child and to make sure they're okay. But when you don't have control over that, it's it can get very emotional, you know. But I know I keep the faith, and I believe that she will be okay, because God wouldn't have brought us this far for nothing.
Right.
So I just try to keep her motivated, which can be a hard job sometimes.
Yeah, I got a 21-year-old living at the house too, so I can understand. I get it. I get it. So Jazlyn, let me ask you this, Jazlyn. When you talk about, you know, the journey of trying to find someone to match a kidney with yours, I mean, that the donor list, I imagine, is pretty long. But you found someone in December, or someone found you. How did that work?
When I used to go to the ER, one of the ER doctors, Dr. Dubay, would always check up on me, follow up with me, and her husband actually works with my mom, and she, and Greg, and she saw my story, and she called my mom and asked for the information to be a living donor, and she called and went and got tested and everything, because she said she exercises all the time, she's healthy, she felt like she had two perfect kidneys, and if there was anything she could do to help me, she would do. So she went and got tested and everything, and we waited and waited, and she got her results back, and it turned out one kidney was functioning more than the other, so they didn't feel that transplanting her kidney to me would be a great idea. Because either I would get a kidney that was not functioning all the way and still have to do dialysis, or she would be left with one kidney that would be overworked and that would damage her kidney.
Right. So presently now you are going to dialysis three times a week for four hours. So that's 12 hours a week. And the dialysis has its own challenges, doesn't it?
Yes.
For a young person. How long have you been going to dialysis now?
A little over a year now, a year and a couple of months.
Right, because you just not too long ago got the diagnosis that says you've got to get on the kidney donor list because yours was shutting down, right?
Yes.
Right. So what is dialysis, for those who may not know? Tell us what that process is like and how it makes you feel when it's all finished.
Well, some people, they get needles stuck in their arm into a fistula, which is a vein in an artery that's been connected up, and they get their blood removed from there into a filter, but I go through a catheter in my chest, a port, and they hook me up to a machine, and one side of the port, the blood goes out, goes through a filter, and fluid and toxins and buildup gets removed from my blood, and it goes through the machine, the filter, and it comes back into my body. And that whole process, for me, it takes 4 hours sitting in a chair. And you can't really move. Can't really get up. Most people on dialysis don't have to use the bathroom. But I still do. So if I have to use the bathroom, they have to stop the machine, rinse me back, pause my treatment, and I go to the bathroom. And then I come back and hop on the machine. But after that, after the 4 hours is over with, they clean my dressing and all that, and I leave. But when I get home, that's when the problems start. I'm usually fatigued, I'm tired, I'm hungry because you can't eat during it. And I don't eat before because I don't want to get nauseous and throw up, because that can happen while you're on the machine. If they remove fluid too fast, your blood pressure can drop. Mm-hmm. I've seen patients like blackout, faint. And they have to come over, put fluid in because they've taken too much off.
Wow.
That can happen.
Well, and you know, the thing about this is that you talked about fatigue. You also talked about cramping and things of that nature. But the fatigue piece is probably magnified because lupus in it, you know, one of the things that it causes is fatigue. And so every other day you're having to deal with this, and you know, no wonder you can't, you know, go to UNC Wilmington right now, because, you know, you're going through, you know, a fight for your life. And Jaslyn McRaven is my guest, ladies and gentlemen, on Impacting Life 24/7. And if you'd like to know more about Jaslyn's story and help in Jaslyn's fight, because she is in the fight for her life. She is on the kidney donor list, going to dialysis 3 times a week, as dealing with 2 different types of lupus that is attacking her kidneys and attacked her kidneys. You can go to codaforjaslynsfight.com. We have that in our live chat. Of course, those of you listening on our podcast, all you got to do is go to the show notes and you'll be able to see it there. Greg Smith is connected to Jaslyn, and anything that Greg Smith is connected to, I'm going to be connected to some kind of way, because Greg is always roping me into whatever he's doing. But when he told me, I'm sorry, I had to adjust something here, guys. I had to adjust something in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, live. We don't mess around. Can't have the camera angle wrong. When Greg told me about Jaslyn's story, I said, man, I want to have her on and let her be able to tell it and let our audience connect with her. And I really do believe, Jaslyn, that people, you know, here's how our show works. In the live environment, Jaslyn, people be coming and stalking, checking out what King and Greg is up to. They be coming. They won't say nothing, but they be in there snooping. But then when they find someone like you, they're just, you know, it captures their heart. And that is the essence of what we're trying to do on Impacting Life 24/7. We want to try to make an impact on your life, Jaslyn. And Greg has been doing it. We've got something big coming up at the end of December that we're going to talk about. We're going to take a quick little commercial break. And if we can get the commercial to work, it's going to be super amazing, Greg. But when we come back, we're going to talk about a great event that Greg's got going on. It's a huge concert that Greg has put on, we're going to go into great detail about it, and you guys are going to hear about it. You're going to learn about why Jaslyn's fight is going to be a fight to the finish, and she's going to win. But first, let's hear a word from our sponsors. Every time you hear Impacting Life 24/7, it is brought to you in part by our amazing sponsors. Donald Skip Mondragon II, MD, is a platinum sponsor, and he is a 26-year Army veteran, National Veterans Wrestling Champion, a speaker, and author. He is the author of Wrestling Depression is Not for Wimps, Lessons Learned from an Amateur Wrestler's Fight to Triumph Over Depression. Contact him and book him today at WrestlingIsNotForWimps.com. The Underdog Ninja Foundation are platinum sponsors. This was founded in 2020 by Javi and Jessica Madrigal, a husband and wife team that have been battling and overcoming heart disease for 18 years. Their personal story and experiences have led them to follow the calling of empowering, educating, and supporting those fighting heart disease. They have a remarkable platform and a dynamic story. Contact this amazing team at underdogninja.org. Belinda Tyson Linder has spent decades investing in people from all different backgrounds. She is a platinum sponsor. She has led inner city programs for disadvantaged youth, as well as being a mentor to young adults, married couples, individuals facing adversity. Belinda and her husband have built multiple six and seven figure businesses and have trained leaders on having tenacity and character. Ultimately, Belinda cares about people. Bettina Carey is a platinum sponsor. Bettina Carey is a 4 foot nine and a half Latina. She inspires and empowers women to create big results. They break through, no, they shatter their earning ceiling, kick self-imposed limitations to the curb, and live their legacies now. Whether she's coaching from a live or virtual stage or conferencing with a small cohort of bold women or men on the rise across from a conference table, her championship strategies and straight talk compel women and men to find their whole new gear and succeed beyond their wildest imaginations. Connect with Bettina today at weempoweryourlife.com. You've heard it here, folks. All of these people help us with Impacting Life 24/7. If you would like to join them, it's very simple. All you have to do is go to clkingspeaker.com. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Go to clkingspeaker.com. I love the way that sounds, ladies and gentlemen. But we are back in the studios with our guest. I got Greg in the studio with me on the virtual studio. We also have our lovely guest, Miss Jaslyn McGraven. And those of you looking at us on Facebook Live, you can now see the new backdrop, because the second half of the show, what we want to talk about is what is coming up September the 25th, 2021. Can you all see that, Greg?
I can see it.
Okay, great. And so we want to talk now about the What If benefit concert. The What If. And
What If.
Greg is the leader behind this. And so let's start with Greg. Why the title of this benefit concert, What If?
That's a very good question. What if? When I met Jaslyn and we were sitting in the living room of her house and we were talking about me being her community coordinator, I kept thinking, man, what if this was my daughter? When Katrina asked me to do it, I was like, you know, what if I had asked somebody to do something for me? And all these what ifs, what if I couldn't do it? What if I could do it?
Right.
What if no one helps? What if people help? And that's where the title comes from, What If? Because believe it or not, we use What If daily to process and get a final solution. We're like, what if I catch the elevator? What if I take the stairs?
Mm-hmm.
What if I drive slow? What if I drive fast? So we use what ifs every day, all right, the time throughout the day for every choice that we make.
Mm.
So that's what the what if came from. Like, what if this was my daughter? What if this was your daughter? When you want somebody to help?
You know, and let's just pause there for a minute. I'm joined again by Jaslyn McGraven. She is a sweet young lady we're going to be doing this benefit concert for her. Jaslyn has been battling kidney disease and kidney failure because of two different types of lupus, one attacking her kidneys in particular, and she lost medical coverage. And so Greg heard about this and just jumped into action to engage the community to help this young lady. What if it was your daughter? You know, and oftentimes we take another approach to it, Greg. We just say, I'm glad it's not me, or somebody else will do it. And yeah, when you really think about it, it's like, man, what if that was me? So why don't I put myself in the shoes of Jaslyn's mom? Or why don't I put myself in the shoes of Jaslyn? You know, this young lady at 21, she's 21 years old, just in the prime, getting ready to go and do life the way we used to do life at 21. All of that has had to be put on a pause because of her needing a kidney transplant. And so, Greg, you decided that you wanted to really take it, close out September with a bang. Why'd you decide to do a benefit concert?
Because music brings us together. And that's why I've got different genres of music. Music is the one thing, and sports, that can bring people together.
Right.
So we said, okay, me and my team sat down. We're like, okay, what kind of music? What does Jaslyn like? What do I like? We're different age groups. So I said, well, I like oldies, but goodies. So we bring the Drifters in. And I'm sure Jaslyn likes some R&B. So we bring an R&B group in. And then I found out Katrina knows what go-go music is, I believe. Is that right, Mom?
She does.
Katrina knows what go-go music is. I still don't quite know what go-go music is, but I guess I'll learn that night.
And then I also wanted to have a spiritual aspect come in because God has been good to us. And that's so right. I wanted to close out, and I called my friend, the First Lady of Gospel for the city of New Bern, Ms. Benita Simmons. And she's a recording contract artist. In fact, she was just featured on the Stella Awards 2021 showcase performance. And she agreed to help us. And we just, I've been working forever just to put this thing together. But mainly, I said, what if I could make Jaslyn smile? Mm. And then, of course, I had to get the best MC in the world. My main man, motivational international speaker, Mr. C.L. King.
Yeah, man. So it's what an honor to be able to MC this event. And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who can't see the screen, it's going to be called the What If Benefit Concert. It's going to be September the 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. It will be located at Lawson's Creek Park. So how can you participate? How can you be a part of this event? Well, tickets are available right now at the Craven Arts Council and Gallery Bank of Arts. You can go there if you were in the city, in the local locale, 317 Middle Street in New Bern, North Carolina, or you can just call them, the Craven Arts Council and Gallery Bank of Arts. All you got to do is call them at 252-638-2577. And this is a family fun environment. There's a rain date already in place, October 2nd, but we're going to believe that it's just going to be raining fun that day. There will be no alcohol. But again, this is a benefit concert for Jaslyn McGraven. And Jaslyn, knowing that a concert is being done to help raise money to get this kidney transplant done, signed, sealed, and delivered, how does this make you feel?
When I first heard about it, I was shocked. This whole journey has been amazing. I never thought, you know, so many people would care about me and hear my story. I never thought I would be telling my story and it getting out to so many people.
Well, you know, Jaslyn, I say this to young people by the thousands. I say, listen, no matter the adversity, you still can make it. And I know sometimes that sounds like, yeah, that's cool for you to say it, but you ain't the one going to dialysis every other day. But I want you to know that there's coming a day where it will be your last dialysis trip and you won't have to go anymore. And you'll be hanging just like me and Greg, and things will be great for you. I did think that you told me that there's someone potentially because the December kidney transplant person fell through because of issues that they were having, but you say that there might be somebody else waiting in the wings?
Yes, there is somebody. They've gone through their testing. They've got their results back. They said they've been medically cleared to do the transplant. They just have to meet with the social worker and the psychiatrist. And then the team will meet later this fall to discuss whether or not they're going to set a date and go forward with it, or if it's not a good idea.
Well, we're going to pray that it is a good idea, that everything, all the roadblocks are removed, and this can be expedited. We'd love to see this done by the end of the year. Greg and I had someone on this show. Greg had scheduled, because, you know, Greg is the executive producer of Impact Life 24/7. And Greg had somebody else on this show earlier this year. I don't know if you saw that episode, Jaslyn, but the young lady, she was a, you remember her name, Greg? I don't remember the older white lady's name.
She was from my hometown. They're both from my hometown. I don't remember their name. Yansville.
Yeah, they from the country.
Yansville County.
They from the country, right? And the story is, Jaslyn,
they are from the country.
the story is that this elderly, middle-aged, not elderly, but middle-aged white lady heard about this black guy who was dropping his son off at the Cub Scouts. And she had heard that he couldn't stay for Cub Scouts because he had to go to dialysis. And because he had a stroke, that's what caused his kidneys to fail. And she heard about it and she said, well, I got two kidneys. I got two good kidneys. Why can't I give him one? And she went and got tested and went through the whole thing, like two totally opposite spectrums of people. You know what I mean? They were just, she's older, he's younger, she's white, he's black, she's a female, he's a guy, just totally different spectrums in life. And she said, you know what? There's a need and I have the capacity to meet it. So I am. And so she donated her kidney to him. He doesn't have to do dialysis anymore. He's back to work. He's with his family. It was a great show. I'll have to find that show and send it to you, Jaslyn. But yes. the thing that I want you to be encouraged is that there are people out here in this world, even though we're seeing all, you know, everybody's heightened, you know, emotions and intensity and even some negativity. Man, there are some great people in this world that do one thing, they give. You know, and donating a kidney to someone has got to be up there in the ranks of unselfishness. Wouldn't you say, Greg?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, that's a courageous, wonderful, spiritual, giving back thing to do.
Absolutely. So now, that's Greg's word because he always says absolutely. Do you know what the procedure entails and how long the recovery is, Jaslyn?
I do. I've researched it so many times.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
As soon as I learned I needed a kidney, I was on Google.
Yeah.
I was watching information videos. Actually, now the recovery time is, I think, how long do I stay in the hospital? A couple of days. Yeah, up to a week, I think, in the hospital. I'll probably have to stay a little over a week just so they make sure my lupus is okay. But after that, I'll be on immunosuppressants for the rest of my life. I'm already on those for lupus, but right. I'll probably be on a higher dose just so the kidney doesn't start rejecting and my body doesn't try to attack it.
Right. Yeah, because that's what I was thinking, you know, with the what was the second lupus that you said you had?
Lupus nephritis
is, do they have a plan and a strategy so that could be toned down so it doesn't attack your kidney?
Well, with the kidney transplant, I learned that they don't remove your kidneys. They just they move it out of the way. So I'll still have the lupus nephritis. It won't be in the new kidney, but I'll still have it in my body. I'll just have to stay on top of my medicine and make sure that it doesn't come back, the lupus.
Right.
As long as I take my medicine, I should be fine.
Well, we're going to stay on you to take those medicines. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Impacting Life 24/7. The picture that you see on our screen for the live audience is the What If Benefit Concert for Jaslyn McGraven. It's coming up September the 25th at Lawson's Creek Park in New Bern, North Carolina. That's going to be from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. We've got some major lineups on there. And Greg, you got the Drifters, and what type of music do the Drifters sing again?
Ooh la la, baby.
Oh, okay.
But Chris, really, the other thing about why we headed at Lawson Creek is because I know that COVID.
Right.
I realize people panic, and I get that.
Right.
You got to take care of yourself. But that field holds over 4,000 people.
Right.
We're only asking that 600 show up. Sell us out. You're going to have plenty of space. Social distance. Going to be a huge event, and it can be fun, and we want to make this like just Jaslyn's big thing.
Real quick,
Jaslyn, we got one other thing that you probably don't know about that we're really going to close out in October. We're having a motorcycle ride for you.
Ooh, I gotta learn how to ride motorcycle. Where's my motorcycle, Mom?
Yeah, is that what the New Bern hot rod guys that came on the show before, Greg?
No, this was Victor Taylor, her uncle.
Oh, Victor, so Victor put, okay.
Yeah, shout out to Victor Taylor,
Victor
her
Taylor
uncle,
putting together putting a motorcycle together. Ride. All right, awesome,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Awesome. Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, CL King here with my vice president, Greg Smith. You see him down at the bottom. The big flyer that you see is for the beautiful young lady in the middle of us, Jazlyn McGraven. Listen, her story is absolutely amazing. She has been dealing with illness for a large portion of her life growing up in middle school and high school, and then found out that she had lupus nephritis as well on top of lupus. And then in 2020, she found out that the lupus nephritis was attacking her kidney and scarring her kidney. And she was told, guess what? You're going to need a kidney transplant. So 3 times a week, Jazlyn is receiving dialysis. She was already at UNC Wilmington for college, and because she could not stay in college, she lost her medical coverage. And so when I met Jazlyn, they were under $17,000 raised. They're over $35,000 raised now. But like I said, I would love for you guys to, if you would love to connect with Jazlyn's story, there's a way for you to be a part of it. Some people say, well, I can't come to the concert, but I can. There's so many other ways that you can connect. So I'm gonna give you one, is to go to CODAForJazlynsFight.com. Again, that's CODA, C-O-T-A, for JazlynsFight.com. And you can go there and read the whole story about Jazlyn's fight and how you can contribute. But additionally, we'd love for you to be able to help us with this concert, this benefit concert. Tickets are available now, right, Greg?
Yes, sir. Tickets are available now. If you call that number, Jonathan's going to show you how to get your tickets. And Chris, we made it so easy for people to get their tickets.
Yeah.
We will pick your ticket up and have it waiting at the gate for you.
You don't even have to go full with it. It'll already be there waiting for you. And so again, if you'd like to participate in this, they're available at the Craven Arts Council and Gallery Bank of Arts, or you can just call them at 252-638-2577. Hey Greg, look, the number's actually on the bottom of the flyer. Check that out, brother. I didn't have to write it down.
Yeah, that's on the flyer I sent
you.
Yeah,
like, go figure, huh? Yeah, the number's on the flyer. What am I over here looking at this paper for? So we've got the Drifters, and then, of course, we got the King Ranch Band featuring Dog Star Chaos, the go-go band. And they say these go-go bands have to have unique names, so that's definitely a unique name for the go-go band. And what's go-go music, Jazlyn? What's go-go music like?
When I think of go-go music, I think of, like, the music in Washington with all the, like, drums. Isn't it, like, the wall?
Like, go-go.
Yeah.
No, come on. What is go-go? What's an example of go-go? Sing something, Greg.
Like the wobble, isn't it?
The wobble? No. That ain't go-go music.
I don't know.
Like I can't.
Here's some go-go music. I hope that this. What time is it? People should be. The kids should be in bed.
Uh-oh.
But.
Greg, are you about to get fired again? Don't play nothing crazy, Greg. What's an example of go-go music, Greg?
Everybody's going to enjoy it. That's all I can say.
Okay.
It's hard to explain because it's Washington, D.C.
I got it.
It is a nice beat.
And listen, and the unique thing about it and the great thing about it is it's diverse. It's a diverse set. We also have the After Dark R&B band. So we've got a little bit of, we got the Drifters, we got the Go-Go, we got the R&B, and then of course we're closing it out with the queen of gospel music for this region, and that is Bonita Bernie Simmons. She's appeared on multiple major national gospel platforms. She's also appeared on the Apollo. So you're talking about a major headliner to show up and show out at the Lawson's Creek Park September the 25th from 6 to 9. Again, if you'd like to get your tickets, all you got to do is call the Craven Arts Council and Gallery Bank of Arts. That's 252-638-2577. And
Chris, for those people that can't show up at the concert and just can't give a lot of money for CODA, They can inbox me and I'll tell them how they can send a special message to Jaslyn, because I've got to keep you busy doing
right.
the show.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to earn my $2.50 that night. So, right. Yes. If you like to, and that's what I'm saying, guys. This is really since 2020, because, you know, Greg and I have, we're coming up on our 200th episode of Impacting Life 24/7. Like I should, like, you know what I mean? The Impacting Life 24/7 is just a branch of what Greg and I have been doing for the last 12 years, traveling around the state and country, speaking life into people. Well, Jaslyn is an example of now this new arm of what we do on our podcast. And one thing that I must say is that COVID is real, okay? For all of y'all that doubt, it's real. But I do not feel it, just in my spirit, and let me just minister to y'all for a second. I do not feel that it is designed to keep us from caring about one another or keep us from remembering the needs of our brothers and sisters. COVID is, you can be socially distant, but you don't have to be emotionally distant. Did I help you out there, somebody? You could be socially distant, but you don't have to forget about the strangers, orphans, and widows. And when we present you all with needs, we don't come on here every night talking about we need money. Man, that's not what we do. But when there's a need presented, man, that's why we have this platform, so that we can leverage our collective goodness and pour it out on somebody like Jaslyn McGraven. We love you, Jaslyn. You are a superstar. You're a superhero. We should just, is she going to be at the concert that night, Greg?
I will.
Yeah. She's got 10 tickets already. Show them your tickets.
Let's see your
ticket. Her face is on the ticket.
Oh, man, they don't get no better than that.
Her face is on the ticket.
You know, how come I got to get my face on them tickets, man? That's a good looking ticket there, Jaslyn. And those should sell out.
You're on the poster.
Those should sell out automatically because Jaslyn's beautiful face is on there. And the reality is that we want you guys to connect. I've taken the screen down, but we want you guys to connect with this. This is the What If concert, September the 25th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Lawson's Creek Park. This is a benefit concert for Jaslyn McGraven. We got, Greg has put together an all-star lineup of entertainment, and with the Drifters, the Go-Go Band, and After Dark Band. And then he's got some people that that we want to give a shout out to. Club Showtime, right? He's going to be there?
Yes, Club Showtime. He actually approached me with this idea, and we talked about it. He came to PD. We talked some more, and he's actually, I believe, manages those three bands, or at least has a good connection in that area. Then we've got Sergeant William Hollowell, who's my right-hand man. He's actually Jaslyn's public affairs officer for the CODA.
Right. So that's just great, man. I really do love how this has all come together. We love for you guys to just help us sell this event out, man. So you get their tickets. How much do the tickets cost again? It looks like they're $20. Or the tickets will be available all the way up until the concert starts, correct?
Yes, sir. And I'll be picking tickets up for people that ordered but didn't want to go to the place or didn't know where the place was at. I will go there, and I have a team in place, Miss Linton. She's on our team. We got Barbara Jordan. She's on our team. And we've got Sergeant Brown. He's on our team. They will go to the Bank of Arts, pick your tickets up with your name on it. When you come to the gate, we're going to have it ready for you.
Going to have it ready for you. Don't get no, Jaslyn, it don't get no easier than that, does it, Jaslyn?
Nope.
So, Jaslyn, you got such a great smile, and I believe that God is going to work this all out. Tell us how, as we get ready to close, tell us what are some things that keep your spirits up, because you do. I know there are some down times, but what keeps your spirit up and what keeps you going?
Definitely knowing that I have a team behind me. So Greg, my mom, my sister is number one. She's always in my room, bothering me, keeping me going. and my friends, but mainly knowing that I have a team and that I know that this is only temporary. There's right. more after this. I have school and I have a whole life to keep
That's right. You gotta get married and the whole nine, you know? Well, we can't let you get...
I don't know if I'll get married.
Come here, come here. can't let you get married yet. Come on up here, Samson. Come on. I want you to meet my friend. Come here.
Jasmine, you got your coin on you?
I do. It's right beside me.
Hey, Jasmine. I wanted you to say hi to Samson. He's been in the studio all night, and he said he wanted to meet you. So Samson is a golden retriever, and Greg calls him Cujo.
Cujo.
So maybe I'll bring him out to Lawson's Creek Park with us on the concert. But we're looking so forward to spending time with you, Jaslyn, and finally meeting you in person. I believe that it's just going to be a tremendous event. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that is the What If Benefit Concert, September the 25th, 6 to 9 p.m., and to benefit Jaslyn McGraven. It's a family night of music. Of course, you'll have the Drifters music, go-go music, R&B, and of course Bonita Bernie Simmons to close it out with a dynamic set of gospel music. And we're so thankful. If you would like to get more information about this, all you got to do is call the Craven Arts Council and Gallery Bank of Arts at 252-638-2577. Greg has made it a seamless event. That's why next youth event I hold, I'm gonna put Greg 100% in charge of it. I won't have to touch nothing. But he's made it so easy for you. The tickets will be waiting for you at the gate if you can't go to the Arts Council, and or you know, if you go online. But the best thing to do right now is just call them. They'll show you if you want to get your tickets online. That option is available as well. And we're looking forward to a great night. Now, Greg.
Yes.
As you know, bro, every show that I close out, and every time we end the podcast, I always turn it over to my guest so they could give a word of encouragement, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
I ain't gonna say absolutely.
See, I told you. So what I'm gonna do is, Jaslyn, I'm gonna put you on the spot, sweetheart. Jason, yep, that's right. You're going to be on the spot because it really is all about you. I want you to give those young people out there, there's some young people that may be struggling with something far less than you're struggling with, Jaslyn. And I want you to look into the camera. You're going to be talking to a bunch of folks. I want you to give them a word of encouragement. Go ahead.
What I've learned in my life, my 21 years of living, is that everything... what you're going through right now is only temporary. The pain you're feeling, whether it's physical or mental, it's only temporary. The struggle you're going through right now, it's only temporary. It can only get, if you feel like you're at your worst, then that means it can only get better. And just keep going. You may feel like you're alone, but I've learned that there are people your age, no matter how old or young you are, going through what you're going through, whether it's rare or common, there's people out there fighting just like you are. So don't feel alone and keep going, and everything is temporary.
All right. That's powerful, man. What a tremendous word by Jaslyn McGraven. And so, Greg, do you have any closing thoughts?
I just want people to know that what if it was your daughter? What if it's your coworker? Everybody can do something.
And so I want you guys to connect. You can go, like I said, you can go to codaforjaslynsfight.com. And of course, you can call the Craven Arts Council and Gallery Bank of Arts at 252-638-2577. This has been the highlight of my week, Jaslyn. See, they pay me to only work 3 days. So I give my team the rest of the week off. This is it. This is our Friday. It's it. You know what I mean? And we came out, we ended the week on such a high note with such a powerful young lady. And we're very, very thankful for your story and your words of encouragement so that they're going to help somebody. And thank you, Mom. We really appreciate you. Kat. I think that that's Miss Kat. Thank you, Miss Kat. We appreciate you.
We're very thankful for you guys.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we're looking forward to meeting you all on the benefit concert, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, God bless you. Y'all have a good night.
Good night.
All right, stay there, Greg. You're gonna close out the show. Yeah. You're gonna close out the show with me for a change. So, Greg, I really want to just tell you, brother, that it has not been recorded yet what heaven is going to have in store for you, bro. Because you pour your heart and soul out into everything you do for everybody you're with. And you have such a spirit of giving. If we could just replicate 10% of your spirit throughout this world, brother, there would be no wars. There would be no crime. There would be nothing, because you're a man that has an open heart to give. And what you've done for this young lady and how you've taken it on as your own has really inspired so many of us. It's convicted me, because I'm just like, man, you know, I need to do more. And so this platform is our platform, and we use it for this exclusive purpose, brother, to impact lives. So I'm thankful for you. Thankful for your friendship, man.
Impact.
Yeah, impact, right?
Hey, thank you, Chris. Yeah, iron sharpens iron, brother. And I wouldn't be half the man I am if I hadn't met you.
That's right, man.
Iron sharpens iron,
man. Even if sometimes it's rusty iron.
Old iron.
That's right, man. You know, Greg and I are like, how old are you, Greg? You're almost 60, right?
I'll be 58, man.
No, he don't.
24 months left at TD.
Don't push it, right? He'll be 58. I'm going on 47. And two different cats, one from the city, one from the country, 12 years apart. But, man, we get it done. And this is why I connect with Greg. He eats at the table first at Impact Life 24/7. So, Greg, thank you so much, brother. And we'll be back again next week. But we'll continue to promote and push and probably do some more, maybe do a commercial for this benefit concert. We'll do a commercial for it so that people can hear about it, and we'll just keep it in the flow. Okay, bro?
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for Impact Life 24/7 with your host, CL King, and the VP, let me turn this way, the VP, Greg Smith. I hope you guys have a great weekend. God bless you. Take care.
Thank you.